Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about speech, and we have Bruno Giussani. He is the curator of ideas. He is also the curator of TED Global. Hi, Bruno. 你好。
你好。
Bruno, you taught me many things in life, and one of the most important things you taught me is how to speak, especially on the TED stage. Thank you.
Thank you, but you didn't need much teaching, really.
Right, and you've been speaking throughout your lifetime in terms of professional public speaking, and you curate lots of talks, several hundreds of them, with hundreds of speakers around the world. Now we need to teach you how to say speech in Chinese.
Sure.
演讲。
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 Yeah. Both words, they're only two words. The first word, 演, that means to perform.
Okay.
And it's a third tone.
演。
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 Yeah. So we make an effort to go down first and then up. 演。
演。
Yeah. And the character originally is actually, the water expanding. And, when you expand,your performance, then that means to perform.
演 is to perform, sure.
Yeah, and then the second word, 讲.
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 讲. It's a third tone as well, so we go down and up. 讲.
演讲.
演讲. And 讲 is means to articulate.
Okay, perform and articulate. Okay.
That's right. So in Chinese words, you can see that to give a speech is not just speaking or talking,It's, the performance is part of the act.
Absolutely. And the clarity as well. So perform and articulate is actually a very good combination.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I noticed that you are the person who managed to get the Pope to speak at TED.
To give a TED talk, yes.
Yeah.
He was not physically there because the Pope doesn't travel for this kind of things. But yes, we did record a TED talk in Vatican City, and then we showed it at TED, and it's available on all our platforms.
Right. I also noticed that you first met the Pope in 2013. Am I correct?
That was the previous Pope. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Different popes.
I have a long history of travel to the Vatican.
Yes, okay, we need to talk about that. Your long history travel to Vatican. So the first time you met the previous Pope, was that also a similar attempt?
No. It was a completely different project where we created several years ago, based on a TED talk by Karen Armstrong, the religious historian, a document called the Charter for Compassion, which was drafted by representatives of six or seven of the biggest religions in the world. And they were trying to figure out a way to describe what unites religions. Instead of always talking about what differentiates us, and the question was, what unites us? Where is the common ground between and among religions? And they described it in this beautiful document called the Charter for Compassion. And so I traveled to the Vatican to give a copy of the charter to the Pope on behalf of TED and of this group of religious representatives.
Right. Okay. And then, yeah. So can you share with us, how did you manage to persuade the Pope to give a TED talk?
Well, he started by explaining what TED is.
Everybody knows that.
Not at all. actually, most likely many people who are listening now don't. That is a non-profit organization that tries to develop a platform made of online digital formats and offline events to disseminate knowledge, to disseminate ideas, right? And so when I arrived at the Vatican the first time, I think it's fair to say, that was a year and a half ago, it's fair to say that not many people there knew what that was. And so the beginning was really about explaining, you know, who we are, what do we do, why we think that we could be an interesting platform for a talk by Pope Francis. And Pope Francis is an interesting character right now because he is one of the few people in the world, I believe, that transcends the confines of his community. He is, you know, looked upon with respect by people within the church as well as outside the church, believers and non-believers, people from different religions and different parts of the world, et cetera, et cetera. He's clearly a figure of hope, of compassion, of urgency. We live in a world that's often complex and very confusing, and at least there is one of the rare voices of clarity, I think. And that's why we were hoping to get a talk by him. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of discussions and a lot of negotiations with his team, et cetera, until one day I got a text message that said, the Pope said yes.
He didn't text you himself.
No, he didn't text me. Somebody from his team did. The Pope said yes, and that was about 6 months ago. And so, and then we went into just the practicalities of recording the talk, which was recorded in Vatican City a couple of weeks before TED 2018. And then show that TED for the first time. And we managed to keep the secret about around it, although at a certain point, several dozen people knew about the talk because we, you know, we had production and post-production and subtitling and all these things going on. Mm-hmm. So we managed to unveil it at the moment we showed it.
Yeah, that was an incredible moment this year when you announced it at TED.
Yeah.
People were really impressed. So the Pope has been the speaker. We can call him 演讲家.
演讲家.
演讲家. 演讲 is the same. And then 家 originally means home, but in this case, it means the expert, the professional expert in doing something.
Also the expert giving a speech.
That's right. Yeah, the expert. And then when we say, for example, if you are a pianist, we say 钢琴家. 钢琴 is piano and 家 is the means the expert performing the piano. So 家 is the expert.
家 is the expert.
That's right. 演讲家.
演讲家.
Yeah, that's right. And another way of describing speaker, sometimes they say 演说家.
演说家.
That's right. 演 is the same, perform. 说 here is means speech.
Uh-huh.
And slight different from 讲, because 讲 has the slight meaning of like a discussing, articulating.
Articulating,
that's
yes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And 说 is just a plain speech.
Okay.
So 演说家.
演说家 and 演讲家.
That's it. And they are interchangeable, but again, 演说家, that means just the plain speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bruno, can you please share with us, what is the secret to perform well as a good speaker?
Well, the reality is there are a lot of people who would tell you, read this, you know, 300 pages book and you will learn everything about public speaking. I think it actually comes down to only a few key rules. Maybe the top rule is this. You need to think about who's listening to you. The people listening to you are giving you two incomparable things. They're giving you their attention and their time. And attention and time are non-renewable resources, right? Once they're given, they cannot be taken back and they cannot be replenished. So you want to use their attention and their time as well as possible. And that's why, you know, it's important to prepare, and that's why it's important to really deliver your best talk, just out of respect for the audience giving you their time and their attention.
I think that's a very important tip. Now I'm sweating. Imagine that if I give a speech to 1,000 people and each person spends 10 minutes, then I'm using 10,000 minutes of their time.
Absolutely. Exactly. And so you really want to use them well.
No pressure.
No pressure, no. No, but it's also about things like, you know, don't try to manipulate them. Don't try to just, you know, sell stuff to them. Tell a story. Share your knowledge. Be generous with your knowledge. Paradoxically, many people think that, you know, if they have a product to sell or a company to present, they need to be in selling mode all the time. And that's not particularly attractive for the audience, right? But if you tell a convincing story, at the end, the audience will come and buy your stuff anyway. But in the meantime, you will have used their time and their attention well. You will have given them information, inspiration, shared your knowledge, showed generosity, and I think that's really important.
Yeah, I can certainly remember before I went down TED stage, I was very nervous and you kindly mentored me. Thank you very much. That was a...
My pleasure.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bruno, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about speech, 演讲, the way to say speaker, 演讲家. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Bruno.
再见.